Hi there. The word for today is on Confessions of a Secret Sinner. We've been talking about it for the last few days in Isaiah 58, verse 12. In the Message, we read, "You'll use the old rubble to rebuild the foundations." Author, speaker Julianne Barnhill talks about lies she believed that Satan told her. And here's the second one. God won't use you now. Here's what Barnhill says. Women long to have their lives count for something more eternal than their gene size or updated qualifications on a resume. Yet many times we judge ourselves by these superficial standards. Think of all the times you've gazed in a mirror and despised the woman staring back at you. Times you've bought into the lie that because of your failures, God can't use you. Well, I'm living proof that He can and does use us, despite our past mistakes. David said in Psalm 32, verse 5, "I confessed my sins, and you forgave my guilt." The worst sins in Scripture can't drive a wedge between you and Christ's love if you confess them and seek forgiveness. God's truths can dispel the enemy's deceit. Take hold of this promise in Isaiah 58, verse 11, again reading from the Message. "I'll give you a full life in the emptiest of places. You'll use the old rubble to rebuild the foundations." Barnhill says here's the third lie she believed. When people find out what you've done, they'll never love, understand, or forgive you. Some you considered friends may leave. It happened to me. Friends dropped me when they learned the depths of my messes, and I once dropped a friend after learning some uncomfortable details about her life. Friends come and go, but a true friend sticks by you like family. I wasn't a faithful friend, but Jesus always is. Time and again, He promised never to leave us. 2 Timothy 2:13 in the Message says, "If we give up on Him, He does not give up on us, for there's no way He can be false to Himself." And that's the word for you today.